Welcome to Global Heroes. Before we dive into today's article, remember to subscribe to our newsletter and bookmark globalheroes.com. Today we talk about Ontario honey for every season. Ontario is home to a host of delightful honeys. The distinctive palette of flavors and aromas derives from floral sources such as clover, alfalfa, buckwheat, goldenrod, and basswood. Honey is available in a delectable array of formats: liquid honey perfect for tea or drizzled on yogurt, creamed or churned honey ideal for toast or serving with cheese and crackers. And just as the bees made it, in the comb, a stunning addition to a charcuterie platter. The effect of terroir. The taste and color of honey varies from place to place, season to season. Small, local beekeepers offer unique honey based on the flowers growing in their area at the time. Spring honey is lighter in flavor and color than autumn honey. Dry summers produce thicker, bolder tasting honey than wet summers. Locally produced honey takes less energy to make than other sweeteners and travels the least distance to get to consumers. So, take advantage of markets and farm stands to pick up local honey and host your own Ontario honey tasting party. What should I do with crystallized honey? There is a misconception that crystallized honey is spoiled or adulterated, but nothing could be further from the truth. Depending on the nectar source, honey will have different ratios of glucose and fructose. Glucose is less soluble than fructose, so honey with more glucose will crystallize faster. Canola and dandelion honey are two examples. All honey will eventually crystallize, though, and honey from different regions and floral sources will crystallize at different rates and to different textures. So what should you do with crystallized honey? Enjoy it and savor the different flavors, colors, and textures of Ontario honey. You can liquefy your crystallized honey by gently heating it in a warm water bath. Baking with honey. Mild flavored honey is best for baking and cooking, or you can take advantage of the bold taste of a fall or buckwheat honey to liven up your recipe. Add honey to the batter in a fine stream, beating constantly. Baked goods containing honey will brown more quickly, so reduce the oven temperature by 25 degrees Fahrenheit to prevent overbrowning and flavor change. Baked goods will also remain fresh and moist for a longer period when honey is used. Substituting honey for sugar. Use the same amount of honey and cut the amount of liquid by 1/4. For example, 1 cup sugar plus 1 cup milk equals 1 cup honey plus 3/4 cup milk. Or replace sugar with 3/4 the amount of honey. For example, 1 cup sugar equals 3/4 cup honey. Honey will slide out of measuring cups or spoons if oil is measured first or if the measures are rinsed with hot water. Storing honey. Store honey at room temperature in a dark, dry place. Always keep honey covered tightly to retain its distinct flavor and aroma and protect it from moisture absorption. Creamed and churned honey will retain its texture better if refrigerated. When storing honey for long periods, it's best to keep it in the freezer. If well sealed, you shouldn't find any change in flavor or texture. For more information about honey, great honey recipes, and where to find your neighborhood beekeeper, visit OntarioHoney.ca. Thanks for being with Global Heroes.